Welcome to Behind the Scenes, the segment where I get to interview some very talented people. And today, I'm joined by Gabby Honor Wilson, a rising star in theatre who just finished up in Riverside Theatre's run of En Juliette. Gabby is an insanely talented triple threat. She can sing, dance, and act, and today, I had the pleasure of asking her a few questions on what it's like behind the curtain. Hi, Gabby.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I just want to talk a bit about theatre and stuff, like everything that you're doing. My first question for you is, when did you start to love theatre?
Wow. Okay. So I started dancing.
A bit of a deep one.
Yeah. No, that's okay. I love it. I started dancing when I was 3. And then I had mad ADHD as a kid.
Yeah.
So it was the one thing that I could like lock in on.
Yeah.
And I think it was around year 5 or year 6 when I went and watched Mamma Mia.
Yes.
I think it was at the Lyric Theatre. And I remember sitting there and it was the opening number and I started crying. And aww. I don't know why. And then I was like, oh my God, I want to do this. And then I think, yeah, from about then I was like, yep, this is what I'm doing. I didn't care about anything else. I just locked in.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I don't know. There's something like so special about theatre, like especially live theatre, watching it. It's just so impressive.
It really is.
It's insane to me.
Yeah.
All that hard work and energy, and you need a lot of energy.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, it's insane.
It's a lot. Like, I know with Riverside, I watched, I think it was Macbeth there.
Oh, wow.
Shakespeare there. And it was stunning.
Yeah.
And that's a long show. Like, you guys do long shows.
Yes, we do.
And how many shows did you do a week there?
We did 19 shows.
Oh my goodness.
So Wednesday, Thursday, ooh, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 2 shows Saturday, 2 shows Sunday. So a matinee and an evening.
Oh my God, 19 shows a week.
Not a week.
I thought you meant a week and I was like, my gosh.
No, in the whole run.
In the whole run, wow.
Yeah, so over the 3.5 weeks we did 19 shows.
That's still insane. 3.5 weeks, 19 shows.
Yes.
Goodness. My second question is, like, what's something that people misjudge about theatre? Which is another hard one.
Okay. This is a big topic in my household, actually.
Okay.
Apparently, we're not thought of as athletes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. And when you think about it, we are doing so much more than running with a football and throwing it and catching it and running into people's bodies.
Yeah.
You know, the physical aspect of it all is just ridiculous what the human body is expected to do when it comes to performing.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting your body through all this vigorous training, first of all, and then you have to add this character on top of it.
Mm.
And then you have to make sure that your vocals are
top notch. Yeah.
Top notch on top of all of that. And your routines can go for 7 minutes where it's nonstop. And yeah, that was a big argument in my household, is that like dance is not a sport, you know, you're not an athlete.
That.
And I'm like, well, we actually are. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's such hard work. I mean, like, it's so much work and energy and honestly, almost pressure.
Yes.
A lot of people just think it's like, oh, you just get up there, have a bit of fun, sing a song, do some dances. No, it's like full training.
Yeah.
It's hard. While we're talking about theatre, I mean, what's your favourite part? I mean, especially of being a part of something special, what's the best part of it all?
For me, it's the payoff after the 5 months that we rehearsed to then performing for the audience for the first time and seeing how much they loved what we loved.
Mm.
So I guess that's where my passion has always been, is the actual performing, seeing how, you know, the stories that we're telling affect people in real time.
Yeah.
Like, as much as you can, you know, you film movies, you go to the cinema, you don't actually get to witness people's raw emotions and raw reactions when it's something that's been pre-recorded. For example, at the very end of En Juliette, there's a really emotional scene between Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway. And on the last night, Will, the guy playing William Shakespeare, broke down into tears and the audience got the scene so much more, and it really influenced how he proceeded through the rest of that scene. And it was really incredible. Like, I've always just loved seeing how much we can affect people in the way that we perform.
That's so beautiful. I love that. It's beautiful. And I love that you can say that. It's stunning.
Yeah.
And finally, what advice do you have for anyone wanting to get into entertainment? Not just theater. I fear that there's such a stigma of it's so hard to get into the industry and, you know, you've got to work really hard, which is true. You do have to work very, very hard. So have you got any advice for anyone who wants to step into that?
I think the best thing that you can do is make sure you're doing it for all the right reasons as well.
For sure.
Because it's emotionally, physically, everything. It's very taxing on who you are. And as long as you know and you don't doubt yourself that you're there and this is really what you want to do, then everything is going to work out. Because, again, it's such a hard industry and there's so many people. There's so many people going for the same roles that you are, whether you're on stage, behind stage, in front of a camera, behind a camera. There's so many people trying to do it. And as long as you are present in the room, giving it your all, that's all you can really do. And if you've got the passion for it, nothing can stop you.
Go for it.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything you want to plug? Any new shows? Anything that we can look forward to?
Well, I'm not too sure about myself at the moment because auditions are happening right now. But everyone should audition for Frozen.
Yes.
It's going to be the Australian amateur debut.
Gorgeous.
Of the adult production of Frozen. So everyone go on to Paka. Please audition. Yes. It's going to be an incredible show.
Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. I can't wait to see you shine and do everything. We can't wait to see you up there on the billboards, on the posters. I'll be watching. I hope everyone else is watching too.
Thank you so much, Charlotte.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you so much to Gabby for being my interviewee today. Unfortunately, And Juliet has just finished its run. But don't stress because I'm sure we'll get to see Gabby starring in something again very, very soon. Thank you so much again, Gabby.